Today's daf is daf Mem Vav Besechet Sanhedrin, rolling in the sixth perek, perek Nigmarad, and we're at the two dots, about a fifth of the way down. And so we had Achlokas in the Rabbanan. It says Aish Nitle and in Aish Nitle. My time the Rabbanan. Omar Krova Talita Oto Velo Ota. V'Rabbi Eliezer, how does he understand the Tali'ah of Otav? It says Oto. He says Oto always means in the raw, him, without his clothing. So how can the Rabbanan, indeed, that's always the fundamental limud from the Oto, because in these cases, remember that the Torah has gone out of its way to say Etaisha, it's very difficult to believe, therefore, that the Torah is telling me Dafka, Chiluke Dinim, that are different between Oto and Ota, as well Marvin Anisha. So it's more reasonable to say what Rabbi Eliezer is saying, that it simply means without clothing. Says the Gemara, Enochinami. The Rabbanan indeed will have to be made that that's the primary drasha. Except, Elohim Akra, they learned out from another post. It says, V'ish chet mishpat mavet v'humad. And there we have the tzivoy v'talito oto al etz. So since it's in the context of v'ish chet mishpat mavet, that tells me ish v'lo isha. V'rab Eliezer, hay v'chiyeh v'ish, which is mashma that the din of tliya is entirely a function of a dinim of an ish, my garish bay. That's coming to tell me that even though a ben soreru more is biskila, since it specifies over here ish below ben, and at that point, if he'd already be an ish, he wouldn't be included in the dilemma of ben soreru more. Because of that, it's coming now to tell you that he is not nitla. So it appears that that would be what Rabbi Eliezer is saying. The only problem is that Rabbi Eliezer himself says the opposite. V'atanya ben soreru more niskal v'nitla, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So how can you say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, this is coming to tell me a mute? El Amr Nachum Bar Yitzchak, on the contrary, it's coming to be Marbe ben soreru more. How can it be Marbe ben soreru more? So, my time. Because it starts off by saying, v'chiyyed b'ish chet. So, ish means ish v'lo ben chet, which means that there would be no chiyev of tliyev ben soreru more. And furthermore, it says chet. That means misha al cheto neherak. Someone who did something where the chet is mechayev v'chiyev nita. Ben soreru more didn't do anything wrong. He's only neherak al shem sofo. Neherag. And therefore, it turns out to be, once again, a miut, not including a ben soreru more. So therefore, we have a miut achar miut. Neklal is en miut achar miut, ela l'rabot. If anything, Rabbi Eliezer says, you're 100% right, it's coming, indeed, as Rish Lakish said, to be mamayit ben soreru more. But since we have from chait an additional miut, in the end, it's consistent with Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that a ben soreru more is indeed discovered it late. Amar lehem Rabbi Eliezer. How can you say that in ha'isha nitlei talo Shimon ben Shetach tala nashim b'ashkelon? So we see halacha lemaase that in fact an isha is nitlei. To which the Chomim responded that that was also shelo kedin, because how could it be 80 in one day if the halacha is that you're only supposed to be done one in a day? So it must have been that it was a ra'at sha'a. And therefore, part of what he did was to also be miyaser them as a ra'at sha'a. But normally, an isha wouldn't be nitlei. Omer of Chista, lo shanu ela b'shtei mitot. This is only if it's two separate chiyuvei mita, avo b'mita achat dani. Es the Gemara, you see from the Mishnah. We saw before Rav Chista held that a court can actually be done as many as they want in a day, as long as it's the same mitah. Over here, obviously, it was all the same mitah. We're all discovering, and they were all nitlot. So what in the world did the Chachomi mean by saying over here that no, Shimon ben Shetach was shalom kedin, was obviously Rasha, but that was the mice of Shimon ben Shetach. Said the Shimon ben Shetach, where was mitah achat avoy? The Ka'amr la Dain Danin. Here we see Beferish the Tanoim are saying not like Rav Chista. What Rav Chista was saying is not mita achat. What he's saying is lo shanu ela b'mita achat ke'en shtei mitot. It means it should be the same din But if it's a mita achat, which is the equivalent of shtei mitot, meaning they have to be ma'ayin in separate halachas, you can't give it proper concentration. So you can't be ma'ayin over here. Well, you think every one of these shmonim nashim did exactly the same thing. Well, there's all kinds of different ma'aseh kishuv, there's ha'ov, there's yidoni, there's various other inyanim that there is mechayev. In which case, they would have had to be ma'ayin each one separately and to be done. Is that a chiyuv mita? So how could they have done all 80 in one day? So therefore, it's consistent with what the Mishnah says. And all Rav Chista was saying when he said, mita achat, what's the relevance of the mita? Who cares? It's not the mita, it's the din. That's what he was saying. If it's ke'en, shtei mitot. In other words, where you have two separate averot. If it's mita achat, meaning the entire thing is one sugya, it's an avera achat, it's mita achat. Then danin. Therefore, shemimet shetach zbais, it was not mita achat v'avera achat. Mati v'vada bar ahava. Ein danin shnayim b'yom echad, v'afilu b'noev v'noefen. How can you say now that the only time that we're not done is where it's two separate sugyas? Mm-hmm. Over here it says where the mita and the avira is achad. Nonetheless, dani, lo dani, according to Rav Chista dani. Tirgama Rav Chista, it's talking about a case where the din on the noef is different than the din of a noefet. Where would that be? A bat kohen and the boel of a bat kohen. Over there, she is besreifa, whereas the boel of a bat kohen has the same din as anyone who is boel. If it's an arus, it's beskila, and if it's an esua, it's bechener. So there, you have two separate mitot and a separate sugya that they therefore can't do in the same day. Or it could be also talking about a case where there's a bat kohen, and the edim were made, and now they came and were mazim the edim, and now we have the zomimim of the zomimim come to court. In which case, the zomimim are going to be killed according to lasot lachiv, kasher zomam lasot lachiv, and the bat kohen herself will be killed with the special din of the sreifa bat kohen. So the male, it's two separate mitot, and therefore it's vada, even over there, it's mamash two separate dinim, because it's reidim zomimim. It's not the din in the mitot, but law. Tani Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. I heard, shamati, and of course this is because of the sugi that we just had with the Shubba ben Shetach, shamati shebeidin makin vachin shalom in Torah. I heard that a beidin doesn't have to follow the law. They can do all types of onashim that are connected to Torah. V'lo la'avor al divrei Torah, not chas v'shom, that it means that they're saying a din that isn't true. They can do things that are necessary to do in order to put the fear of the Lord into the people. And it was actually Maisa, this one guy in the time when they were being mayor, very makel on Chil Shabbos, was the Bimei Ayivonim, where all the tzedukim, and they have to be makbid on the rabbanans and so on. So there was once a story of someone who was rachav al sus b'Shabbos. He went to shul, parked out, and he parked a block away during the days of the Yevanim, and they brought him to Beis Din, and they gave him skila, even though it was only in the Siddur Rabbana. Lo mipnei shorui lekach, elo sha'at zecha lekach. We saw that it was becoming zol in people's eyes, the shmir of Shabbos, and Memela, they went, and the Rabbana is not choshev, so they killed him with skila. Shuv ma'aseh ba'adam echad shi'tiach et ishto tachat ha'te'ina. It was another ma'aseh with somebody. Itiach, as I mentioned, is not a very nice word for intercourse. It was basically screwing his wife. Itiach means to slam into something, or to actually push it through, because it wasn't nice. They said shi'tiach et ishto, even though it was his own wife, in public, what is this, lover's lane over here? They gave him malchus. Again, I didn't do anything wrong. So it was a generation of prutzim, and they felt that they had to teach a lesson about pritzut, even though it's not a beferish of any kind. It's inappropriate. Continues the like a Mishnah. How are we mekayim the mitzvah of talitot ala eitz? Mishakin et hakorah ba'aretz. What we do is we don't use a tree. We'll see. We have an actual piece of wood and we stick it into the ground. And then you have an eitz yotze, so that you have a piece that sticks out near the top of the korah and that juts out. And then we tie shtei yadav zorga bezo. So the man is hung, not by his neck, but he's hung by his hands on after the skila. He's hung by his hands on that piece of wood.
Tied together
the hand. Rabbi Yossi Amir, no, that's no good. And I'll show you from the pasuk why that's no good. But what you do is, you don't implant the pole into the ground, because then you're not going to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. But rather, you have to be mote alakota. You lean it against the wall. V'toleoto k'derech sha'tabachim osim. You actually hang him on the pole, the way a tabach would do in a butcher shop. Take a piece of wood, lean it against the wall, and you hang the animal on the piece of wood. And, of course, this is only done for 1 second. Matinot amiyat. V'imlan, if chas shom, you let the body stay that way overnight. Over below taseh, immediately over below taseh, shem alot alini v'lot alayitz, ki kavor tikbarena, ki kilalat Elohim talui. Klomar, what are we saying? Ki kilalat Elohim talui. Once we're on the posse. Klomar, mipnei mazat talui. Mipnei shibirechat Hashem. We'll put him up there. Everybody's going to say, what happened with this guy? It's right. It was mevorech Hashem. That's something we want to publicize. Nim tashem shamayim mitchalel. Amar Rabbi Meir. It's much more than that. Because b'sha'ash adam mitzta'er, shchina malashon omeret. What does the Torah say, kilat Elohim talui? It's the Shechina is ki'ilu saying that I have tzar from this person's onesh. Because kalani miroshi, kalani mizroi. Oy, I feel I can't take it. My head is heavy. My limbs are heavy. I can't move. Im kena makom mitzter al damam shereshaim shenishpach. Kavuchomer al daman shel tzadikim. Certainly, if this is the way the Shechina responds with kalal, so it's kalani. So that means it's a remes to the tzar of the Shechina, koshkein domim shel tzadikim. V'lozo bilvad amra, this is not an Isra specifically in someone that Beit Din was tolayat. Kavachor, kol hamalin et meito, over belotase. If someone stam, does not take a meit, the kvura. So for sure he's going to be over on that lotali nivlato. In the other hand, if ilinu lichvodo, but if they left the meit overnight for its own kavod, for instance, Lavilo Aaron, Fetachrichim, Eno Over Allah. Now, in the case, we're going to talk about Aaron. I mean, it's not so pashut, Aaron. How do you know you bury someone in Aaron? I mean, I thought you're supposed to bury in the ground. We're going to be talking about this, what it means by the Aaron. Now, in a case where, in fact, someone was killed in the Beit Din, Lo Hayu Kovrin Oto B'Kivrot Avotav. He was not brought to burial in his family. Rather, he had a special Beit HaKvarot, and there were two Batei Kvarot that were Mutukanim for Beit Din. Achat l'Neharagin v'l'Nechanakin. One of them were for the Mitot Kalot, for the Sayef and the Chenek. V'achat l'Niskalim v'l'Nisrafim, as we'll see later. After the person is buried for a year, Nitakela Basar, and the body decays, then Melaktin et Atzamot, V'Kovrin Otan b'Mekomo. Then he's brought back, then after the Kapora, of this entire kvura and the decay of his body, then he's brought back to his family's plot, his remains. Va'krovim, after the din, ha'krovim ba'im v'shalim v'shalom ha'dayanim, they come and they ask how the dayanim are doing, v'shalom ha'idim, to show clearly, klomar, as if to say, in b'libeinu alechem, shadine met dante. We don't have anything to say against the din, against the dayanim. V'lo ayu mitablim, they showed no Avelut over the relatives that have been killed in Beit Din, because that way the bizoyan of the Meitim is even greater, because they have a greater kapora, and there's no inyan to be mechabit someone who isn't being mechabit himself. And so only, of course, onanin is not something, onanin occurs internally. So aninut, in aninut el belev. The fact that they mourn internally is not a kapora for the mate, not to mourn internally. So that, of course, is still a din of aninut. I'm going to get into, in this sugya, the relationship of the dinim, of the mate, to the family, and those who are mitabo, those who are maspidem. This is really a very choshev adaf in terms of halacha lemaisa, of how to deal with cases where people say they don't want hespedim, they don't want a kvura, or they want cremation, or whatever. So this is really the mikor of a lot of sugyas. Tana rabban. Had it said in the pasuk, Ilu ne'emar, chet v'talita, suppose that we say v'humat, k'yela ish chet mishpat mavet v'humat, and only then v'talita ala eit. How about, if it wouldn't have said v'humat, I would have said that actually, if he was chet, he talinata, then maybe afterwards you may mitinata. So the tuliyah is not of his body, but rather we're tailing him as part of killing him. Therefore comes along, and that's the way they did crucifixions. Kederach Malchut Osa, that's very popular in Rome. Hang a guy up for a few days, you know, makes a nice impression. So you might think that's what we should do. Talmud Omar, v'humat v'talita. But this talita is only after carrying out the din. So me mitinoto v'acharkach tolinoto. Okay, tzad. Mashinotat samoch l'shkiyat hachama. What we do is we wait with the Gemara din until the end of the day, because we're afraid that if we're going to go ahead now and paskin this didn't be done in the morning, and then we'll actually be mamisim in the morning, so then we'll be teilehem in the morning. And then by the time the evening comes around, people have forgotten, and it'll be over on lotelini vlatot. So b'meila, what we want to do is dafka, to make the last possible moment, the din and the execution, the gemar din and the execution, to have time to hang him up and to immediately take him down. So therefore, tzomok l'shkiat hachama, we're going with the din, memitino to immediately, v'achar kach tolino to, and he's taken out so quickly that we appoint two people, one who is kosher and the other one is matir. Because otherwise we're not even going to wait for the other person. He takes a break. He may end up leaving him there after Shkia. So Mamela, one is kosher, one is matir immediately, only in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Taliyah, and with the most possible kovet amet anyway.
Can't you just hang it in the morning for a minute? Think that what has been there.
Now. Because then it says, lo talin nivlato mashmi, you should leave him until Shkia. So there's an inyan that it should be, okay, but we want to be Mamayat. I said, this way we won't be Mitrashel. And even if we could, there's no pressure. Here's pressure. Tana Rabbana. Where do we get the idea from? I mean, it says eights. Vitalito to al eights. Eights could be a tree. What do you have to, what do you mean, poke a pole into the ground? Where do we get that from? So eights. Shu mea ani. Bein betalush. Bein be mechubar. Ah. But since it says, ki kavor tikporeno, from where we learn that there is the din that we actually, as we said earlier, that we're actually going to take the eights itself, or whatever kli was used for the person. But in this case, the eights, if we're going to be kaver the eights, where does it say in the pasuk, cut down the eights? Because takes the eights, v'kobrenu. Kavortik breno means, misheino mechusar lekvura. So we can take the stick and put it into the pole, put it into the ground. But in a case if we would be using a live tree, we would have to be first kotzeitz, the eights. So yotcha ze, shebechusar kitzitza, ukvura. Whereas Rabbi Yossi, who says you take a pole and lean it up against the wall, he holds even more than that. It says, kavor means enemechusar elekvura. If you're going to stick the pole into the ground, you're going to have to detach the pole from the ground. You have to get it up. Else it takes a little bit of time. So you're going to have to now get a winch to pull it out. And that's tlisha. So it's buchusar tlisha ukvura. Where's the Rabbanan? Why aren't they chayish for the tlisha? They say tlisha lav klumi. I mean, that's the fact that something is in a hole is not a real malach of detachment. Nothing serious happens. Even though Stosis points out when it comes to the din of the kisei hadam, and so we learn over there that you can use the dirt of an iran idachas. So that we consider the earth to be actually mechuber to the ground. So that it is considered to be mechuser. It's mechuser. It's their dirt is not included because only something that's mechuser kvitz of a sreifa. Whereas over here, you'd have to be dig it up. So what's the difference? The tree you dig up or the dirt you dig up? So there's an obvious difference. In other words, an artificial sticking a pole into the ground is not the same level of chibur as dirt, which is part of the ground. So over there, it's considered indeed to be a separate act. But to take something back to the way it was, taking it out of a hole, the Rabbanan hold is not considered to be in mechuser an act of kashivut. Klomar, as if to say, mipnei ma zet talui mipnei shibirechat Hashem. Tanya Omar Rabbi Meir, Omar Rabbi Meir. The mayor says, you don't even have to come on to that. Because the truth is, what you're looking at over here, mashlum mashal, you have a human being that's hanging on a tree. Lama davar domeh. L'shnei achim ta'omim bi'irachah. You have two brothers, or twins. One of them is appointed to be the king, and the other one becomes the head of the mafia. So chadminu mela, chad yatzav listiyot. So the guy who was the mafia, the king commanded that he be hung. They caught him, they hung him up. Tziva mela v'talu. It looks exactly as they're identical twins. So, Tziva HaMelech Voridu, here too, an Adam is Nivra B'Tselem Elokim. Since he's Nivra B'Tselem, it's a bizarre for the Melech, the Metzias. It's as if they're being Mekal of a Melech. So the Tliya itself is a Kalon to the Melech Machay Amloch. It's interesting, Rashi in Chumash, it says that this has to do with Yisrael. Since Yisrael are Bonav, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's as if it's similar to Akim Tumi. But the other Rishon Mechelek on Rashi, the time of Yoshua, was Tela Malchi Knani, he took him down right away. So it's a din in Akum also. So it's a din in Tzalam Elokim, that it has nothing to do with Yisrael as Bonim. And Rashi doesn't say with it because Bonim Atem, you know, Adam Atem. Right?
And this only works if it's overnight.
If it's into the night.
Just stop hanging, just people don't Okay. What is it, the extra time?
What? No. It's the whole time. But that's why they want to be mamayit as much as possible. We have to do it to be raid the
Rosh Hashanah.
Of course, that's true. That's still true. That's what Rabbi Meir is saying. That's why we're mamayit. That's what the Tanan Mishnah also said. Yeah. Whether we put in the Mishnah. Even if people are going to ask, why is he told me? Nonetheless, it's a mitzvah. But that's why we wanted to get it down. I'm Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir goes into a whole analysis over here based on this pasuk of the way that the Shekhinah reacts to the tsar of a human being as a Rosh. Where do we see it from the pasuk? My mash. Omer Abaye, when you say kil lat, that can be read as kal lit. I am not feeling very good about this. So as my head weighs a ton, I have a terrible headache. Omer Rava. So then why does he say kalani? He should say kaved alai roshi, kaved alai zrohi, mi boile. Not kali. If you're telling me it's kal lit, then it's the opposite of kal. Elamarova, come on, Yomar, kill li alma. I feel so rotten. The world's not big enough to hold my horrible feelings today. That's right, kali alma. That the world is as if. So that's one way of learning. Rashi learns it's a euphemism. So there was an order not to say kaved. The Shekhinah says it's as if the world is out. Says it, but I mean, boy, they look goofy. I understand. Why are you darshaning this lashon? Is there something strange about the lashon that says ki kilat arim tabui? From where we learn out that the din is on a mekalel and an oved of a dezora. Well, how do you get an extra lashon here? Because in game times will be made. Name a kro mikalel. My kill a lot. So you see that there's another Indian over here, but there's also a kill that's involved besides the kol. So maybe that's what it's coming to tell me. And then it could have said kalat Elohim. My kill a lot. It's a remes to the fact that he was a mikalel, and it's a remes to the suffering of a yachol of the Shekhinah. Velozo bilvad. It's anybody who's melina tamet. He's going to be over on a lotase. Umar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Minai in the malinet mito. Shover alav but lotase. Talmud lomar. Ki kavor tikpereno. And lotalin nivlato. Mikan the malinet mito. This is a remez on all kvur. Not only this one. Kvor tikpereno. So wherever there's a chiev of kvura, you therefore have now the rest of this chiev. Lotalin nivlato. Ikri Amri Amri Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yochai. Remez lekvura min haTorah minayin. Where's there remez for kvura? Tamilomer ki kavol tikvareno mikan remez lekvura min haTorah. So here you see that in general there's an ending of kvura. It doesn't say over here that Davka, this case, we say kavol tikvareno to all cases. Amalei Shvor Malkal Rav Chama. Kvura min haTorah minayin. Apparently at that time they also had a big question, as they do today in the United States, about many states, whether you're allowed to bury into the ground, whether you have to use an orayin. That's a big issue. And there's tshuvas from the Gaonim later that they used to, in Bavel, it was a problem. They would bury in an orayin, specifically, they make a hole in the orayin, which is the basis of the heter today, to bury in an orayin, make a hole in the orayin. So apparently, Shvor Malka already at the time was talking to Rav Chama. Where does this come from, this kvura? It's really part of your religion, or it's some type of minhag that you have? Ishtik. He didn't tell him anything. Didn't have a mocker. Vormalek no meaning. Oi, said Rav Achabai Yaakov, this is unbelievable. What's going on over here? The world is being handed over into the hands of idiots. Understand? Why didn't he say? Kikavor tikpareno, no? I mean, didn't we just bring that as a raya from the pasuk? And he couldn't think of what it was to say. This is a disaster. Says the Gemara, well, maybe over there the pshat is the liavid le'aron. All it means is that you put him into a box. What does it say? It has to be in the ground. I mean, what Shvor Malka was asking is, how do you know kvura in the ground? I mean, tikpareno. Is it tikpareno deeper kvura? No mashmalei. So, I mean, couldn't he have just told Shvor Malka, look, I mean, the tzaddikim are always buried. I mean, it's something new. This is our chiddush. It's a look in the Torah. I mean, ikbor tzaddikim. What is the Moros HaMachpelah? I mean, no, but not to be honest. But that could be a minute. I'm asking you whether this is really part of your religion. I mean, I understand that you have your minhagim, you know, but we have our laws. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kever Moshe Rabbeinu. Isn't that a proof? No, but if Baruch Hu also keeps to the minute, what does that prove? People have a minute, she does like the minute. The lowly lishtani miminaga. Toshma. And what do you do with the fact that when it comes to Aviyah, it says over there that the only one that will be buried is Aviyah ben Yerov. He did something good. But he let people go up to the... He himself went up to the Beis HaMikdash, the Moadi. So over there, the Navi tells him, V'sabdulo kol Yisrael, V'kavruoto. So why does it say V'kavruoto? Apparently because it's a tzivur, V'kavruoto. No, maybe it's just a little shtani mimenaga also. Okay, and what about the terrible din on Rishayim of lo yisapedu v'lo yikaveru l'domen al pnei adamai yiyu? No, the lishtanu mimenaga. People feel very sensitive about the violation of their traditions. If they're left for the birds to eat, as the pussy continues over there, they're not from Tibet, that they think that's a good idea. So for them it's bad. Maybe an afinami in Tibet this would be a brocha, but it doesn't prove. Yeah. They hack up the body and feed it to the birds. Yeah.
Tap into the bag. Cover means put it in the ground.
The tikpareno zikr means. He's saying maybe cover means just put it in a box. There's other ways of learning. It's really Bachlokas Rishonim, how to learn in the sugya, how the sugya is coming out, whether the issue of here is a box on the ground or a box in the ground. Obviously, that makes all the difference in the world. In other words, if the original way of understanding is that maybe it just means put him in a box, but the box doesn't have to be buried. And then the question is, well, how do you know you have to bury in the ground? Or maybe you have to bury the box in the ground. Or maybe, how do you know you have to bury in the ground without the box? So there's different ways of learning the sugya. No raya. All of this could be the lishtanu miminhag. Iboilo. We have a general question. This idea of kfura, actually, it's interesting that there are indeed, let's say that kfura per se is only the Rabbanu. That it should actually be kfura in the Adama. In some sense, what he means, kfura in the Adama without an aura is only the Rabbanu. And again, it depends on how to learn the sugya. See, boy, kfura mishum bizyuneo or mishum kapara. But what is the main point? Is the idea over here that the kvura is to avoid bizayon? Now, Tosfos says over here, there's no question, we're going to see later on, there certainly is a kapara in terms of kvura. Because the fact that a human being, who up until this now thinks he's on top of the world and is now underneath the ground, is like the deepest possible kni'ah that is possible for a human being. So there's no question, that we see later on, says Tosfos, we see later on in the sugya, it's obviously a kapara. The question over here is, what is the ikr of the issue over here? Is it to avoid bizayon? And again, Tosis explains over here that when we're talking about bizayon, it's talking about the bizayon of the family. That's the question that was raised. We're going to see throughout the whole sugya that's the issue. As far as the mace is concerned, obviously, if it's not nikva, it's obviously bizayon. But the question is, what is the ikr, the bizayon of the family or the kapara to the mate himself? L'maynaf kamina. The difference will be when a guy says, lo ba'ina, the likpuru al gavra. He doesn't want to be buried. So if the issue is over here, mishum bizyunehu, and it's a reference to the bizayon of the family, it's not in his hands to be mavaza his family. Lav kol kamina. On the other hand, if it's because that he should have a kapara, and he's saying he doesn't want a kapara. So the Machlok has had to learn that. He's saying he doesn't want a kapara, and therefore, as Rashi says, and therefore, even if they would be burying him, he wouldn't get a kapara, because somebody who isn't miming a kapara, who rejects a kapara, doesn't have a kapara. So what would be the point, then, of burying him? We might as well listen to the Divrei HaMeit. Others say that that's not necessarily true when it comes to these type of things. It's not like Yom HaKippurim, where over there the experience of Yom Kippur is such. It's a very interesting machloket about the nature of kapara that has vast implications. But in any event, if the essence is kapara, and he is being mitzav, he doesn't want the kapara, and I'm going to give him a kapara. So fine, so then don't bury him. My. Well, Toshma, I mean, we find that tzaddikim are put into the grave. I mean, if the issue is kapara, why did tzaddikim need kapara? Iyamin v'shum kapara, tzaddiki l'kapara tzrichu. Why should we bury tzaddikim? It must be because of his union. What kind of question is that? It says, Adam ain't tzaddik ba'aretz. Asher yaseh tov lo yechta. So the doctor asked from the Dalmais of Rebbe, and the Rebbe, we had cases where they did not decay. Right, so he told his wife, "Don't bury me." I'll come back and say kiddush. And so she kept him in the aliyah for all those years. So why isn't that busy anyway? But obviously, as Rashi is over here, the bizune is dafka, the decay. If there's no decay, there's no bizune. That's why when the worm came out of his ear already, they buried. Toshma. Visaftulo ko Yisrael, vikavruoto. So here it says beferish. It's back with Aviyah, that there'll be must be him and be covered. And if you're telling me, so then why is he the only one? It says Zelavado. This is the only one that's going to be buried. Yavoli Ravan al Kever. So if the issue is there should be a kapora, so Anagnami Likbaru Kateekat and Havilu Kapara. No. What's the question? Well, you think everybody deserves kapora? Aviyah was a tzaddik in the things that he did. He went against his father and he encouraged people, according to some, to go. Not only went himself to go to be Oyla the Yerushalayim, so therefore he's Zeichet the Kapora. Mashain Kain, Hanach that didn't even have that zchut. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't reward them with the Kapora. Lola Havilu Kapora. Find the same thing by Galut. There's sometimes a person does something. He's not right to get the Kapora. Tashma. What about the posik that we had before? Lo yisapdu, velo yikaveru, ledomen apnei adama. So, why shouldn't they get a... The Lord have it in Kapora. That's good for the point. The point over there is there's such Rishayim, there shouldn't be Zohar to Kapora. What are you asking? Not necessarily, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give everybody a Kapora. People that even al Petach Givram, as Rashi points out, don't do tshuva, then the kever shouldn't be given to them as a Kapora. Let them not have a Kapora.
Well, that's the answer.
That's the answer. Same terms. Okay, that was the question about Kvura. How about Hespeda? The din of giving a hesped, is that done as a covet for the family, or is that the covet, and it's not the family, there's ever been Isaac in it. There are times when all of Yisrael, if it's a melech, if it's a gadol b'tayra, I mean, so is it the covet of those who are being maspid, or is it the covet of the mate? The Ma'inav Kamina, where a man says he doesn't want a hesped. The armor lot is padu alohu gavra, that's one, would be nami, where lafuke miyorshim. The question is, who pays? How to pay? In those days, remember, they had professionals giving the hesped, music, the whole thing. It was quite a thing. The Yorshim say, well, we're not interested. So then if it's the din and the mate, so then they have to pay. Tashma. It says, Vayavo Avraham lispot l'sarav livkota. So how do you explain the fact that obviously they were waiting for Avram to come? If you're going to tell me, you see, that Yamrit b'shum yikr dechai, so if it's for Soros covet, I understand. We said for the covet of the maid, that's fine. But if it's the covet of the Chaim, so does this make sense? Mishum yikra da Avram mashu l'Sara. Why are we being malin the maid? Instead of burying Sara instantly, we waited for the covet of Avram to be able to give a big hesped. So forget about his covet. We owe it to Sara to bury her. That's an akasha. Sara gufa nechala. I mean, Sara wanted Gechlam Yaakov Avraham. She wanted to be the object of, would allow Avraham to be able to say a hesped and to be mitchabed. Tashma?
Is that unique to them?
Sorry?
Is that unique to them?
Wait. Tashma? Visabdulo ko Yisrael, vikavruoto, getting back now to the story of Aviyah. So over there it says also, we're going to be, all of Klal Yisrael will be safe at him. So, Yamit Mishum, if you're going to tell me that Dina over here is Yikr Dechayu, I understand, these were all Rishayim, right? Hane B'nai Yikrim, you know, these people are Roy, these are the guys that themselves are not going to be getting a Kvura, Beis Yerov. And they're going to be organizing that Spadim. Why would we, in fact, be mevaser that yes, there'll be hespedim if the hespedim are on a further the covet of Aviyah? So I understand. You've told me it's for the Beis Yerovam. How is the same pasuk that's saying that Zelavada Yavo Kever for Beis Yerovam being mevaser that there's going to be a hesped for Beis Yerovam for their covet? It's not a question. Because the tzaddikim, in this case Aviyah is a tzaddik, Nechel of the tzaddikim, even though you say they're not Roy, he wants them to be able to be, to maybe to be Makar of them, to give them that covenant. So that's Anakash. Toshma, getting back to our pasuk again. Lo yisapedu velo yikaveru. How come? Those are the Rishayim, but the tzaddikim that would be mitkabed. Because lo nechel tzaddike, the miyakrib Rishayim. They don't want to have a covet, but based on what? Saying a hesped for Russia. What kind of covet is that? Tashma, bishalom tamut, ובמשרפות אבותיך המלאכים הראשונים אשר היו לפניך כן ישרפו לך. והוי אדון, they will say about you, הוי אדון יספדו לך, כי דבר אני דיברתי. Yamit Mishum Yikra Dechayu. Here we're talking about Tzidkiyahu. See, if it's Mishum Yikra Dechayu, what's the big now Besura to Tzidkiyahu? They're going to say a big Hespet. If it's my covet, fine, thank you very much. I'll say a big Hespet. But if it's the covet of the Chaim, what do I care? They'll say a big Hespet. It's not such an important issue. No, Hachi Kamale. Le Yakrubech Yisroel. That's good for the Nevi'ahs. That you will be an object that people will take pride in saying yes, paid him for. The same way that they were maspit for the Gedolei HaMelucha. So that's a tremendous thing. But it's not saying that necessarily it's your covet, but it's your darga that they are able to use you for their covet. Tashma. We learn out from the pasuk of Nivzeh. Be'enav nim'as that yirei Hashem yichabed. So Rashi understands that to mean that someone who is nim'as to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in his eyes nivzeh. So this is a reference to Chizkiyahu, Melech Yehuda, because he knew that Achaz was a Rosh and was nim'as by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He viewed his own father as being bazui. And he went out, Zeh Chizkiyahu, Melech Yehuda, Shigirer atzmot aviv al mita shel chavalim. See, he derech bizayon. He was mevaze his father in front of everybody. He didn't have a chiyuv of covet for his father because he wasn't oisem ma'aseh. So he now was willing to go and to be mevaze. The other pshat, the simple meaning, nivze be'enav, a person who is not a balgaiva. This is Chizkiyo, who is nimas b'fnei atzmo. He wasn't concerned for his own covet when it came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covet. Okay, so now, if the covet that you do to a mate belongs to the Chayim, so then why was he mevaze the Chayim? I understand he's mevaze his father, but why is he being mevaze Klal Yisrael? So then it seems to be a clear raya. Yishum yikra dechayu. My taima. No, it was kedai ki echad tahavi le kapara. He wanted his father to have a kapara. Does that make sense? Yishum kapara deavua. Mashal yikra deYisrael. What do you mean? It's very nice what he wants. Is that the right thing to do? He's going to now not give a kovet to Am Yisrael in order that his father should have a kapara. Yes, as the Gemara. Because Yisrael gufayu nechale the michle yikra legabed. Since he was a melech, Klal Yisrael wants that he should have a kapara, that he should have some connection to Yisrael, and that itself is kedai for them. It's the same issue that we saw earlier, that there's an inyan of nechalu letzadikin. Toshma, Omar lehem, Rebbe, before he died, told his children, al tispeduni ba'ayarot, on the way from Tzipori to Beit Sha'arim, when you go through the smaller cities, don't do hespedim for me in the smaller cities. Instead, wait until you get to the large towns where there's more people there and let the people from the towns around the area, let them come in for larger hespedim in the bigger cities. So now, the question over here is, why did he give them that command? What does he care? It's in it. He wants a bigger hesped. What's nafkalina? Wherever he goes, let the people in that city be mischabed by saying a hesped for Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Why should he say, I want dafka bigger hesped? What does he care? No, because Kasava lit Yakru be Yisrael Tvei. It wasn't that he held he wanted a bigger hesped. My Rebbe was a tremendous onav. He wanted there to be more Kavadat Teira so that there should be a greater darga of the Yakar of Yisrael. Tashma. Elinu lichvodo. That says in our Mishnah. If the body was left lavilo Aaron v'tachrichin, eno over Allah. That seems to be saying lichvodo. I mean, the way we've been understanding it means lichvodo shel hamet. So that means that anything is that is done now that is makes the funeral more of a ceremony is a covet of the mate. We're saying that it, very clearly, if that's the case, then everything would be a covet of the mate, right? Which means including the Espedim, not the covet of the Chayim. Well, who says? Maybe it means lichvodo shel Achay. Does that make sense? I mean, we're going to say, because people want to have a nicer funeral, so therefore we should be mevazeh the mate. What does that mean if it's not the covet of the mate? So mishum kvodo shel Achay, mavit le mate? We're going to be mailing the mate? Why not? The idea over here is that it's no longer considered to be a bizayon. Because ki omrach wana lo talin nivlato ala eitz. What's the mocker? The mocker is from Taliyah. I mean, come on, Taliyah. How are you going to bring a raya from Taliyah? So we had the riboy. We said, but clearly it's not the same. I mean, Taliyah, the guy's up there hanging like an animal from a stick. I mean, how can you compare that? Ah, but that's good for the point. So ki omrach wana lo talin nivlato ala eitz dumya de talut. To eat by bizayon, where the situation is a situation of bizayon, then there's an iser of lotali. But where the situation is that there's no bizayon, even the let by bizayon lo. So memela, since in this case there is no bizayon, nobody feels it's a bizayon. We're trying to make a nicer funeral. So it doesn't matter whether the ikar nekudah over here is the covet of the mate or not. But it's definitely not a bizayon. If it's not a bizayon, there's no iser lo tali. Therefore, will we be malin for the covet of the tzibur? Why not? Toshma. Hinlino lechvodo leshama lav ayarot, lavilo mekononot, lavilo aron letachrichin, eino over alav. Shekola oseh, eino ela lechvodo shel hamate. No, here it says the ferish in the brayta. We leave now the mate lichvodo, and whatever, let people know in the small towns to bring the people that will be singing, to bring our own v'tachrichim. But it says beferish over here, since it's lichvodo shall mate, so then it's not considered to be an iser. So it says beferish lichvodo shall mate. Hachikama. Kola osa lichvodo shall chai, ein bo bizayon lamate. Since it involves the covet of the chayim, so as we said, ultimately, what kind of bizayon is that? It's not mutar bizayon. So it comes out that in the end, there's no problem with bizayon amate. That's all that we're stressing. Toshma. Rabbi Natan Omer, siman yafel amate, shinifraim mimenu leachar mita. Something that goes wrong in a funeral is dafka a simin yafel to the mate. Because it means that he had a kapora, in elam hazeh. So let's say the mate was not nispat, it was not nikbar, or maybe an animal grabbed the body. Shechayagor arto, it starts to rain, and it's raining now. Yishamim is alfin al mitato. Zeu simin yafel mate. Shmamina, it must be yikra the shechayu. Shmamina, if the point over here is that this is considered to be a simin yafel mate, why would he be mitkaper if it's only they who are losing out? Not him. Ish tolin. My time in the rabbanon will say that a woman is not nitlet. Amar krava talita oto oto velo ota. Rabbi Eliezer. Oto velo kisu means all it means is in the raw. Rabbanon. No enochinam. Now what's the marker? El amar krava bechiye beish chet ish velo isha. Sorry. Rabbi Eliezer, hi vechi yev ish. My dorish pe yom resh lakish awulamut e ben soreru moreh. What do you mean? He's the one who holds vatanya ben soreru moreh is nitlen. It's kavan nitlen. Divi Rabbi Eliezer. Elom Rabbi Nachabai Yitzchak. It's the rabot ben soreru moreh through being mamayana ben soreru moreh. My time. Yom hakrovich yev ish chet. Ish velo ben chet. Mishal cheto nerag yatsa ben soreru moreh. She'al shum sofo nerag avi miyot acha miyot, ein miyot acha miyot, ela l'rabbon. Omar lam Rabbi Eliezer, valo shimon ben shetach tala nashim. Om rav chitzo lo shonel b'shtey mitot avi mita achat danin. Ay, the Mishnah, nice of shimon ben shetach, davka was a mita achat. And yet, they're telling him, de ein danin. Ela yitman rach yitman, lo shonu ela b'mita achat. Ke'en shtey mitot, echidomi. Kegon shtey avirot, avo b'mita achat, v'avira achat, danin. Moti ravada barava in danim shnayim b'yom echad, afilo b'noef v'noafet. Tir Gemara Rav Chista, it's talking about two different mitot. A bat kohen u'bo'ala, or a bat kohen in the zomimei zomimea. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer shamati, shebeidin makin v'yonashin shalom in ha-Torah, v'lo la'avor al divrei Torah, ala kedei la'asot siyag la'Torah, u'ma'ase be'achad sh'rakav al-sus b'shabbat, v'yimei yevanim, v'yiyu la'beidin v'saklu, lo mibne sh'ro'u ilakach, elo sh'a'a tzricha lakach, shuv ma'ase b'adam echad sh'itiach et ishto tachat ha-teina, v'yiyu la'beidin v'ilku, lo mibne sh'ro'u ilakach, elo sh'a'a tzricha lakach. Ketzer tolinu to mishakin et akora be'aretz, ava etz yotze from the top, makiv shtei yadav zo agabi, zo v'tolei oto. Rabbi Yossi said, no, you can't do that. The kore have to be motal akoto. V'tolei oto k'derech shatabachim osim, matirin oto miyad. V'imlan over b'lo ta'aseh, shirem b'lo ta'lin nevlato la'etz. Ki kavortik berenu, ki kilolat Elohim talui, klomar, מפני מה זה תלוי? מפני כללה. שפירך את השם, נמצא שם שמיים בתחלל. אמר רבי מאיר, בשעה שאדם מצטער, שכינה מה לשון אומרת? כללת אלוהים, קלני מראשי, קלני מזרועי. אם כן המקום מצטער, אדמם של רשעים, the guy's hung, שנשפך. קו החומר, אדמם של צדיקים. ולא זהו בלבד, אמרו, אלא כל המעלין את מתו עובר ולא תעשה. Elino lechvado levilo aron v'tachrichin. Then eno over alav. In the case of the mitad bedin, lo ayu kovrin oto b'kivrot avutav, ela shtei batei kivarot ayu metukanim lebeitin. Achat l'neheragin ul'nechenakim, ve'achat l'niskalin ul'nisrafim. Nitakel abasar v'laktin et ha'atzamot, v'kovrin otan b'mekomo in his family plot. Ve'akrovim ba'im at the time of the din. ושואלים בשלום הדיינים ובשלום העדים, כלומר שאין בליבנו עליכם שדין אמת דנתם. ולא היו מתאבלים אלא עוננים, שאין ענינות אלא בלב, and isn't מגדיל the כפר of the נפטר. תודה רבנו, אילו נאמר חית ותליטה, and didn't say והוא מעט, הייתי אומר תולין אותו first, ואחר כך ממיתים אותו כדר שבאחות עושה. תלמוד לומר והוא מעט ותליטה, first ממיתים אותו. ואחר כך תולין אותו. הכיצד? משאין אותו הצמוך לשקיעת החמה, וגומרין את דינו ממיתין אותו, ואחר כך תולין אותו. אחד כושר ואחד מתיר כדי לקיים מצוות תליה. תנו רבונן, עץ, שומע אני, בין בתלוש בין במחובר, תלמוד לומר כי כבור, מי שאינו מחוסר לכבורה, להיות זה שמחוסר כציצה הוא כבורה. רבי יוסי אומר, מי שאינו מחוסר אלא כבורה, להיות זה שמחוסר תלישה הוא כבורה. ורבונן, תלישה עליו כלומו. כלומר, מפני מה זה תלוי מפני שבירך את השם? תניה, אמר רבי מאיר, משלו משל, למה הדבר דומה לשני אחים תאומים בעיר אחת? אחד מינו מלך, ואחד יצא לליסטיות. ציווה המלך ותלאו, כל הרואה אותו, אומר המלך תלוי, ציווה המלך הורידו. אמר רבי מאיר קלני, מה עם אשמה? אמר רבי, כמעט יאמר, קל לט, קל לט. אמר לי רבא, זה כבד עליי ראשי, כבד עליי זרימי בו אליי. אלא אמר רבא, כמאן די אמר, כי לי אלמה, אמי בו אליי לגופי, זה רצת די נק מקלל. לא, אם כן אם אקרא מקלל, זה פשוט כאילו לט. So maybe talk, that's the whole thing. כולו לא אחי, די אתם כן אם אקרא כילת, מה כאילו לט? שמה מנה תרתי. ולא זו בלבד, אלא כל המלינת פתאום, רבי יחד משום ראשי בבר יוחאי, מנה, in that a normal person is מלינת המת, He's over all of the lotus, eh? Tamilomaki cavortic vereno, me come the malin at me toes over the lotus. Ikri amri, omer of Yoker, Mishum, Bishim, by Yochai. Remez the Kvuraminatora minain, Tamilomaki cavor, tic vereno. Me come remez the Kvuraminatora. Omelish for Malkal Rabhama. Kvuraminatora minain, Ishtik, Vlamalamini. Omer of Akhba Yoker, face beer. אם בשר אלמה ביד את הטיפשוי, היא באה אליהם אמא כי כבור. אם that means the love of Aaron. It's just כבור תקברנו. נו, לא משמע, I'm going to persuade שפור מלכה with this. ונאמה מנהי כבור צדיקה, נא שפור מלכה, זה זה מנהוגה באלמה. אין מריקבי הקודש ברוך על המשה, כדי לא להשתרים ממנהוגה. תשמע וספדו לו כל ישרו וקברו אותו, כדי לא סיבידו לו להשתרים ממנהוגה. לא יספדו ולא יקברו לדום על פני האדמה יהיו, דלישתנים ממנהגה. איבא אלוהו, כבורה משום ביזיון היו משום כפרה, ולמי נפקמינה? די אמר, לא בין אלי לכבור אלוהו, גברה. זה אמר משום ביזיון היו, he can't make other people מבוזים, והיא אמר משום כפרה, הוא דן פיין, הוא אמר, לא בין אלי כפרה, מי? תושמע מדי איקפור צדיקי, היא אמר משום כפרה, צדיקי בנית כפרה, of course they need כפרה. יצא אדם אין צדיק בארץ אשר יעשה טוב ולא יחטא. תושמע, וסבדו לו כל ישראל וקברו אותו. והיא אמרת כאחד אהב אלי כפרה. So then all of the מלאכים שבי לקברו כאחד אהב אלי כפרה. נו, אביה was a צדיק. He deserves a כפרה. the rest of Beit Yerovam, let them not have a kapar. Tashma, lo yisapedu v'lo yikavru, nu, de lo tahavilu kapar. Okay, ibarlo, hespeda, yikra de chayave, o yikra de shach v'yave. L'may nafkimina, the omar lo tisbedu v'lo gavre, inam ala fukimi yorshin, who have to pay. Tashma, vayavo Avraham nispod lezravadiv kota, v'iyamid mishum yikra de chayu, so because of yikra de Avraham, mashula l'sora, l'sora guf, and dechala, kiechla v'yakaba Avraham. Tashma, v'sabdulo ko yisrael v'kavru ota, v'iyamid mishum yikra de chayu, these kind of people you're going to give yikra to? Yes, nechala tzadikai, the mikari berishin. Tashma, b'shalom tamut, sorry, I said Nechla the Miyakbi and she's sorry. Tashma, lo yisapeda velo yikavru, because lo nechle le tzadik the Miyakbi Rishai. Tashma, bishalom tamut bimisrafot avotecha melachim arishanim, asher hayu lefanecha, kein yisrafu lecha, vohoi adon yisaptu lach. See, he amrit bishum yikra dechayu, my nafke le bine, hachi kamer le, le Yaakov ech Yisrael, kecha demit Yaakov, avata, Toshma, nivze be'inav nimas, zechis ki o melech Yehuda shigirerats bot aviv al mitah shel chavalim, v'imishum yikra dechayu, my taima, kech david kapor davua, mishum kapor davua, mashu le yikra Yisrael. Yeah, because Yisrael gufayu, nechlai denachli yikra yu lekabe. Toshma, omar lahen al tispedurim be'ayarot, I amrit yikra dechayu, what does Rebbe care? My nafkele mina. Because Kasava lit Yakri be Yisrael Tve, as the dinner covered a terror. Tashma, Ilinu lichvado, like Lavila or in the Tachrichin. So in all Verlav, so my love lichvado, meaning lichvado shall mate. That could mean, because of Chvado shall chai. Mishum Chvado shall chai, mavita the mate. Because, Kiyom Rachmana lota lindiv lato ala eitz, it has to be similar to the bizoyin of this case. Don't be at the talui, the eat baby zayot, aval hachak, even the late baby zayon, lo, toshma ilin lechvodo, the shama alav ayarot, lo avilo mekonedot, lo avilo aron vetachrichin, ain't over alav, shekola ose, ain't over lechvodo shamait. No, that just means, kolo ose lechvodo shachai, ain't baby zayon the mate. Toshma revinatanamer simin yafel a mate, shenifraim imen leachamita. So a mate shall nispar, lo nigbar, o shechai agor arto, o shayiv geshamim mezalfin amitato, zeo simin yafel a mate, shma mina yikra da shechvi, shma mina...